Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. During the 2020 presidential election, one video went viral. It was President Trump shuffling down a ramp, which sent Twitter into a tizzy with talk of a stroke.
We've always wanted to know if our presidents are healthy. In fact, in 1960, the image of a vigorous and tan John F. Kennedy helped the 43-year-old become the youngest American president.
In truth, Kennedy had a complicated medical history. At 30, he was diagnosed with Addison's disease, which causes adrenal glands to make low levels of the hormones cortisol and aldosterone. Patients lose weight and get nausea and darkening of the skin.
So JFK's tan was really hyperpigmentation from Addison's. They hit other symptoms, too. He collapsed after a parade in Boston while running for Congress, and 2 years later, in England.
He was also diagnosed with hypothyroidism, so experts now think his endocrine issues suggest he had autoimmune polyendocrine syndrome type 2.
During his presidential campaign, rivals accused him of a cover-up. JFK's brother, Robert, stated that his brother does not have, quote, an ailment described classically as Addison's disease, which is a tuberculous destruction of the adrenal gland.
Though technically true, it sounded like JFK did not have Addison's, which he did, just not caused by tuberculosis.
Although presidential candidates have privacy rights, they need to be honest about their health and its impact on their ability to lead.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.